And it's time again for StoryCorps, traveling the country, recording people, talking about their lives. Tom Morgan told his story in Murray, Kentucky. He came to StoryCorps with his friend Tracy Ross. Tom Morgan was 69 years old at the time and suffering from emphysema. His health was failing. And here, he remembers his father.
My father was James Blaine Morgan. Everybody called him PG. I don't know where the nickname came from. Everybody in town knows the story about my daddy. And if I went to lunch, I went to coffee, I got a PG story. And my father was probably the finest man I ever met in my life. He was the kind of father I wish I could have been to my son. The saddest day of my life was the day my father died. My father was in intensive care. He was on machines. And the doctor came along and says, we could keep him alive. We may get him back out of this. We may not. But my dad was a logger. It was an old statement. If the lead team can't pull the wagon, don't hitch it up. And I looked at him and I said, that's his statement. That's my statement. Unplugged the man. Let him die with dignity. If he makes it, fine. If he doesn't, at least let him die with dignity. That haunted me for 5 years. I woke up in the middle of the night, many a night, in just a cold sweat. And my ex-wife would just reach over and touch me. She said, PG's dead. Go back to sleep.
You wear an oxygen mask now.
I do.
It's all been very, very lately that's happened.
Yeah.
Are you afraid of death?
I look forward to death.
Why?
Matter of curiosity. I just think there'll be a better life.
Do you have any regrets at all?
I could pick out a dozen and pop them to you. But I always had the theory that if you don't try it, when you go to the grave, you'll say, I could have. When I die, I'm going to go to the grave and say, I did. I might not have done it well, but I did it.
That's Tom Morgan with his friend Tracy Ross in Murray, Kentucky. Mr. Morgan died earlier this year. His interview, like all StoryCorps interviews, will be archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. And you can subscribe to this project's podcast simply by going to npr.org.
Support for StoryCorps comes from AT&T, with additional funding from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.